Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this particular episode is on your net worth. What is your net worth, and how to calculate your net worth as well? So this will be an interesting one for a lot of people that don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Very simple, which is really good, right? So don't get freaked out by what that term means. It's really easy. It just means how much actual money do you have. So the simple term for net worth is assets minus liabilities. So your assets are like your properties, your things, your car, you know, things that you own effectively, whether it be paper assets or physical tangible assets, minus your liabilities, which is basically your debts. Okay, so net worth equals assets minus liabilities. If you're not too sure what assets and liabilities are, go back, watch one of the episodes on assets and liabilities. Basically, assets feed you and liabilities eat you. That's the easiest way to explain it. So your net worth. So yeah, assets minus liabilities equals your net worth. And I think if you Google it, to be a millionaire means you have a net worth of $1 million. Some people, feel it's maybe earning $1 million a year or, you know, whatever it is. But net worth is the way to basically calculate how much you're worth in monetary form. Okay, not obviously how much value, you know, how valuable you are, but the reason I want to talk about this is because some people don't know what their net worth is. Had a reader of mine, she's now doing one of my mentorship programs, but we had a call the other day, and great woman, you know, very successful, and love working with her. But you know, the initial call, and I said, you know, how much are you worth? You know, what is your net worth? And she said, well, not too sure, actually. So people, you know, everyone wants to be a millionaire or be, you know, hit a certain goal, I think, when it comes to their wealth, right? This is on people's minds. Certainly people that are moving forward and progressing, right, and achieving. So I said, what are you worth? She said, I actually don't know. And she didn't know. So I said, well, let's do this for the exercise this week. Figure out what your net worth is. Deduct your liabilities from your assets. Anyway, caught up with her next session, and she said, actually, I'm worth, I think it's like $875,000. And probably blew us both away. I wasn't expecting it, and I don't think she was either. But it was amazing because it brought her so close to the $1 million mark. Now, in people's minds, they may not feel like a millionaire, but until you really put pen to paper and work out what your assets minus your liabilities are, how do you know? So if you want to become a millionaire, you have to get clear on the numbers. So work out what your net worth is and figure it out and say, well, I'm actually at 50,000 or 10,000 is my net worth, or 5,000. My net worth's 1,000, right? I've got some work to do. Or your net worth might be $1 million. You don't know. And what's interesting is I've also worked with others who have like $6 million worth of property, owe $3 million worth of debt on it, and also don't feel like millionaires. Isn't that interesting? So I've had a call where I've done that exercise with someone, and she has, you know, number of properties worth $6 million total and $3 million in debt. And I said, you know, you're a millionaire. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, you're a millionaire. You've got your net worth is $3 million. And again, it's just like, wow, people don't understand that or don't know that. So I think the reason why they don't feel like millionaires is because they don't have passive income coming. They still have to go to work. And that's a big trap to fall into when it comes to owning your own home. And a lot of people, especially now in 2021, a lot of people are millionaires on paper because the value of their home's gone up so drastically, so quickly, and is worth now, let's say their home's worth $2 million and they owe $1 million on it. They're millionaires, right? I think 10% of Australia right now are millionaires. But because they have to slog and go to work every day and do the commute, and they've got to pay liabilities and bills, and they don't feel like millionaires because they have no freedom or flexibility, right? Which is totally understandable. But on paper, they're millionaires. So their net worth is over $1 million, which is interesting. So I question you, what's your net worth? Have you calculated it? Now that you know how to do it, what would it be? Shoot me a DM on Instagram, let me know what it is, and you might be closer than what you think to being a millionaire. And if you do figure it out and you're like, wow, I'm actually worth a fair bit, it does help you understand, okay, what am I doing with my money? Is it all in my home? Gee, I can't get any income from this. What am I going to do? And it helps to highlight some areas where you can improve in terms of where you put your money to start getting cash flow back to you. So you can start feeling like more like a millionaire and not just have all of your equity and all of your net assets tied up in your family home, which is a really ineffective way to derive income, right? Some people are living in their home. It's worth, say, $2 million. They owe, you know, $500,000 or whatever it might be. And they've got $1.5 million in cash. And it's a 5-bedroom. They don't even need it anymore. They don't even need this asset they're living in. But because they haven't thought about it, they're like, well, we should probably sell this place, downsize, and put $1 million in some other thing and get income. And that will help us, one of us, get out of our job. It's financial independence and financial freedom is often way closer than what you think. It's way closer. Certainly for those who are, you know, in the property game or have money or successful in their jobs, whatever it is, you will be closer than what you think. But until you sit down and actually decide, okay, well, you know, am I a million? What's my net worth? You won't know. All right. So that is how you calculate your net worth. And I'd encourage you, go do it, because you might be closer than what you think. All right. So hope that episode's been helpful. Give us a shout on Instagram and I'll share it back to my stories, give you some followers as well. And thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I am recording these on YouTube now. don't know how that's going to turn out, but it's fun. It's on live right now as I'm talking. You know, this is all about entrepreneurship, going and breaking things. Even when you don't really know what you're doing, right? Because I know a lot of people want to watch on YouTube. By the way, it's just me holding my phone on YouTube with a microphone. So not going to be that exciting, but it's about, you know, putting it on different platforms too, right? So there's some lessons to be learned. While I'm even doing this podcast, I'm hoping to teach you how to be more effective with your time and to not worry about what happens. You know, I don't even know what's going to happen with this, the YouTube. Who knows? You got to learn how to break stuff. Anyway, that's a completely different topic and I'm way off topic now, but thanks so much for tuning to this episode and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.